Hello, everybody. Welcome to Talk Stupid to Me. I'm Joe Damon here with
Justin Emery
and
Peter Collins.
It's Friday, so we're going to bring you some Lollapalooza. All right. So good news for those of you that were missing your Adderall. I wasn't paying attention to any of this, pardon the pun, but apparently they've started paying more attention and they're going to make some more Adderall. So I guess the DEA was involved and the people that were making the Adderall weren't making as much as they could have for some reason. And I don't know why. I don't know. They stepped in and said, hey, make some more drugs. I don't understand what's going on here. Like, why is the DEA involved? Why are they're not supposed to tell people, but they are telling people? Maybe because they're going to other drugs instead, maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I thought that was kind of
it was weird because, yeah, there was like Adderall for everyone for a while and then they just stopped. Everyone was like, well, I kind of need that. Where do I get it? And they're like, I don't know. It's a shortage. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's like the policymakers were like low on theirs, I guess.
Yeah, they never said why it was a shortage. They were just like, it is.
It's because they just didn't make enough.
Chip I guess. Shortage.
They didn't make as much as they were allowed to make, I guess, was the whole idea.
But, did yeah. college grades just plummet?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I have no idea. But it's coming back. Everybody relax.
Speaking of uppers, there's a company in Canada trying to make legal cocaine energy drinks.
Okay.
How do you do that? Like, there's no such thing as legal cocaine, is there?
I don't know.
Especially not in Canada. Well, I don't know. Maybe they're a little liberal on that sort of thing, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, because they do like the
Vancouver or something like that. It's like there's all drugs are legal.
Yeah.
Well, and they have nationwide cannabis.
That's true.
And just, I feel like they have like a lot of mushrooms there too. Like yes, we have like a couple started states everywhere. Here, but I feel like that's there too.
That's crazy.
This is apparently part of like a safe supply ecosystem to where they kind of supply drugs for people that want them. I don't know. Like
doesn't everybody want drugs?
Yeah.
I mean, confused you know, what's going on here.
There's definitely like people that think one way or another on that aspect, but
I wonder if I can convince a doctor that I'm like addicted to money. Just be like a pry for some like program or something. Yeah.
Like you can't afford the prescription for money.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, you qualify.
but there's a thing in here. So they're going to try to supply these cocaine energy drinks, but also decocainized.
So it's like decaffeinated?
Yeah.
So it's like decoked. It's like decaf coffee.
So it's just the flavor of cocaine?
No, but like decaf coffee actually has a little caffeine in it still.
Yeah.
You can't like eliminate it completely.
Yeah.
So it's like that.
Yeah,
it's cocaine like flavored
coca leaf. Yeah. Still using the same leaf.
Yeah.
So didn't, you know, wasn't this called Coca-Cola?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So they're just going back.
Yeah.
They're bringing it back. I don't understand why, like, when things go out of style and shit, and like when things go, it's like they just go back to what they were doing before. They're like, oh, yeah, actually, that was better. Sorry. For the last like 50 years.
Oh, I'm sure.
And all that.
I'm sure it was.
That was actually just totally fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were mad at.
Here, you're tired, drink this. Yeah.
Jeez. I don't understand. Like, isn't Uncle Sam running the country? It sounds like Dad's running the country. Like, I was wrong your whole life. Yeah. Permanent damage. Sorry. Uncle Sam would have let you get away with that shit.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Been smoking with you the whole time. Just seems like a bad nickname for that guy.
Well, yeah, and the name of the company is Safe Supply Streaming Company.
Yeah.
Sounds it's like just, a South Park thing.
Yeah, no.
I can't even stay in the world anymore. I don't know. I think I can. I'm not sure because like some things sound really dumb, but then they end up being pretty cool in that way. Like, I don't know if anybody did this back in the day. Well, I take this back. There's clear evidence of people to this day using this technology of poop heat. Yeah, do you guys know like poop has warmth, you know?
Yeah.
So like, you know, people that are like on the street, they gather around the manhole cover.
Right, or if you're just like in a major city, like if you go to Detroit during the winter, you'll see like steam coming out of the sewers because poop's warm.
Yeah, you'll smell the steam even, which is weird. But in the old Dutch over there in Amsterdam and the like, they're actually like getting really serious about it, going like, okay, so there's like not only like sewage, which is like the biggest part of this idea. There's like a bunch of heat there, man.
Yeah.
Like they have cars that'll like, when you put your freaking foot on the brake and it'll like take that kinetic energy and like make it into your radio or whatever, power some shit, put it back in your car somehow, you know? Yeah. I think that kind of shit, pardon the pun, is pretty cool. But like, they're really getting serious over there. Like water that goes down the pipes will be recycled into heat, and I don't know. They're doing a lot of research in it, and they say by 2050 they want to be done with using gas to like heat things and stuff. So that's kind of cool.
Well, using that kind of gas,
right? Yeah. And all right, so this one's kind of related. It's just stupid shit. But this is like dumb. Like I don't know. I feel like this might not be a good idea, especially like with what they said when they did it. I don't know. These two Just Stop Oil kids, which I don't really care how you feel about that, but they went to like a museum and they started busting up like the glass in front of a painting.
Yeah.
Talking about how if you love art, you'll listen to us.
What?
Shit. Yeah. If we love art, if we love history. And then he started talking about how people are going to die. And then I was like, wait a minute. And like, maybe oil kills a bunch of people. I know it kills like a bunch of seagulls and pigeons and shit all the time.
Yeah, but I feel like a museum is not the right place to protest that, because how much of that paint is oil-based? Like, they need it.
Yeah.
They need that shit for the art.
I know.
I don't think that's the point either. No. I just think they're trying to make a statement. But I also think, like, there's not many people that go to museums all that much.
I think they were just like, they didn't even notice they had the shirts on. But I think my biggest problem is just the inconsistency. It's like, don't go into a museum, like, damage some art. I mean, they probably didn't damage the art, for all fairness. It looked like they just cracked the glass in front of it.
Uh-huh.
But don't do that and then go, if you love art, stop oil. I just don't think it's the right thing. I think you're saying, like, there's a lot of art, like oil painters.
Yeah,
they're like, I don't think, no, kid, sorry.
I don't even know if it's the same kind of oil.
Probably not. I don't know. That's why we're stupid. We really don't care, but it just seemed like, just be consistent with your viewpoint.
Yeah.
That's all. That didn't make any sense to me.
I have two stories that are connected to the art world.
Okay.
So in 2019, a piece of art was stolen from, I don't understand this. It was in the childhood home, like the childhood mansion of Winston Churchill.
Uh-huh.
And it was this art piece called America.
Wait, what don't you understand about that it's from his house?
Because it's a solid gold toilet.
You mean why did he have a solid gold toilet?
Called America. And it wasn't there when he was a child. Like this was at the Guggenheim at one point, and that's where it was stolen from. So I don't understand why it was moved there and installed there. But yeah, it's like an 18-karat gold toilet, and four men are being charged with the theft of it right now.
Oh.
Like, are you allowed to shit in it?
Yes.
Really?
You could actually book appointments like 20.
You had to book an appointment?
You could book time slots so that you could experience the art more personally and use it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, if I'm booking an appointment, I'm going to eat some gnarly shit before
Dude, he's just taking a shit on America. What do you mean they don't know why he called it America?
But no, he didn't make it. But I'm saying like.
But he bought it.
I don't even know if he did. They don't.
But it was in his house.
Because it's like a historical site now, and this was like one of the art pieces that they put in it as like a tourist attraction.
It could be one of those things, you know, like that that old dictator Lenin, you know, like the Stalin, Leningrad, Lenin guy, you know.
Yeah.
He, like, his grave was like, if you wanted to go view it, you had to like bend your head and like bow to him in order to look at his grave. It's like, gotcha. You know, like, is it one of those things?
That's
like
good.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I'm gonna make a toilet called America, and every time you use it, you gotta take a shit in it. I don't know, piss all over America. I don't know. This is what I'm thinking.
No, but it just makes no sense that it's in this house. Like, it wasn't ever there when Churchill lived there.
How do you know?
Because I don't think it was even created then.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, this is new creation. Yeah. Look at it. It's modern plumbing and shit that it's like got hookups. Uh-huh. It's not from fucking World War II.
So no one has the story on this thing? Like, that's kind of weird. I'm interested now.
I mean, they didn't give me the full history of it because the story's about the guy stealing it.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. I'm really more interested in, like, why that exists, but right on. So they stole this thing.
Yeah.
That's good or bad, I think.
Well, they assume they stole it. They haven't found the actual toilet because the police don't think it's... They're like...
Oh, they melted that fucking
right, thing. Exactly. They're like, it's solid 18-karat gold. Yeah. It's, like, worth, like, £4.5 million or something. Wow. And so, yeah, they think that it just got melted down and sold off.
That's really funny, man. I asked the guy at the Home Depot one time. I was like, can I get like a faucet that like doesn't have like plastic parts in it? And he said, no. And I went, what do you mean no? I said, okay, like what if I were like a millionaire, right? He goes, solid gold. And I'm like, whoa, really? Yeah. Like that's the next step up from like, you know, from mowing?
Yeah, plastic and gold.
I mean, honestly, like I would take a vacation and go shit on in a gold toilet, you know?
Yeah.
Be like my destination. Where are you going on vacation?
They had to book it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Airbnb.
Airbnb-M.
Yeah, I guess.
So my other story is about this guy. His name is Stuart Semple. And
he's a fake name, dude.
Well, he's an artist. Mm. So I don't know if that's his real name or just like his... brush right. name. I don't know what you call it.
A now. Brush name?
For like a writer, it's a pen name, right?
So. I didn't want anybody to know I used a different brush. I hate you.
So a couple of years ago, a company came out with the darkest black, like the blackest black. It's called Vanta Black. It has like carbon tubes in it and shit.
Yeah, it makes you look like you're falling into it and shit.
Right.
I've seen YouTubers use some of that stuff.
Yeah, so cool. I guess they sold the exclusive rights to an artist. His name is Anish Kapoor.
Wait, they made a proprietary color?
Yeah. What? Companies wow. do that all the time.
But okay. I mean, like, then yeah. give it to one guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
They sold him the rights. But they do that for companies all the time. Like, companies like Home Depot has their own certain orange that, you know, they bought from someone and all that shit. It's weird.
Okay, I guess I get it. I just don't feel like, okay, whatever. I'm with you.
But this Stuart Semple guy is like, fuck that. Like, all artists should have access to this stuff. So he created his own black. He made black 2.0 and then 3.0. And now he just released 4.0. That's what he calls it. Yeah.
It's just black 2, 3, and 4.0.
Yeah.
That's a really lame way to name a color.
I guess.
Engineer? Well, okay, whatever. Like, this guy, what was this guy's called? Vanta.
Well, he didn't name it. The company that made it named it.
Okay, well, it's better than 2, 3, 4 anyway.
But anyways, the Stuart Semple guy, when he comes out with the new color, he like releases it and he's always like, and anyone can buy it. Except Anish Kapoor. He's like, fuck that guy.
No way.
And like a couple years ago, he came out with the pinkest pink.
Okay.
And he like refuses to sell it to this guy. So the guy had someone else buy it and then he got it and like took a picture of his middle finger dipped in the pink.
Oh, he Slugworthed him?
Yeah. Wow. He like did it back to him. But yeah. So Stuart Semple is in the news selling black 4.0 now. And to anyone can buy it as long as you're not Anish Kapoor.
No way.
Yeah.
It's got to be in the bylines now of the contract. You're not allowed to sell it to him either.
Yeah.
Right.
He's got to get it off the black market.
Well, the black
4.0 market.
Yeah, here's him holding a cube painted in the black 4.0.
I can't see it.
He looks like such a nerd. You can't see it.
He is. He's an art nerd.
Wow. He's like, hey, dude.
He's an artist that got butt hurt and started making paint because of it.
How does like Dow not own all the blacks in the world already? You know, and that's not what I meant.
That's not what I meant. Wow. Jeez.
And I guess this one's art related too. You know the metal band Cannibal Corpse?
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're coming out with the merchandise everyone has been expecting them to, a coloring book.
Nice.
Comes out December 1st, and it has a parental advisory on it. It's like a bunch of their album artwork, and it's just, you know, the super detailed black and white outlines that you get to color.
Is it called Colored Back to Life?
I don't know.
It should be.
That's funny. It looks like Attack of the Titan. or whatever. It looks like anime.
Because it's got the Eaten Back to Life cover.
Yeah, well, it's just, it looks like it's just the official Cannibal Corpse coloring book.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah, but I think it's cool because the band's on board. The original artist, he helped curate the book. Like, he's on board. So, you know, that's cool. Like, no one's getting screwed out of
something. That's awesome, though.
I feel like a lot of times in that industry, people would get screwed out of their money.
Oh, what do you mean, dude? Bob Ross is coming out with a new one next week. I think Michael Jackson's got a website and a Twitter and shit still.
Wow.
Michael Jackson still tweets. Like, that's weird.
That is weird.
That's what I'm still, what is wrong with this world? Like, I don't understand what is, like, the point of this. There's, I mean, like, it's okay. Dead people voting is one thing, but you shouldn't tweet anymore.
Does Elvis have one, too?
Yeah, probably. Or an X now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He sure does, man. From the grave, though. That's weird.
Yeah.
It's just because they own. It shouldn't be allowed. Yeah.
No kidding.
I bet Tupac has one.
Yeah.
He Prince. Or his hologram probably does.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. What a joke.
In other music news, the lead singer of Iron Maiden, Bruce Dickinson, he's going to star in a movie. In the movie, he's the lead singer of an ABBA tribute band.
What's that? Oh, ABBA.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a different kind of tribute.
And it's like during a zombie apocalypse.
Oh,
what?
It's called Bjorn of the Dead.
Wow.
I don't know. It just sounds ridiculous and interesting, and I'm at least willing to watch the trailer when it comes out.
It does sound pretty funny.
Sounds so dumb, but whatever.
ABBA tribute band?
Yeah.
It was like in my head, I was like, it was an arbitrary tribute or something.
Yeah.
Like anyway.
No, like the Mamma Mia band.
Right on. So I have a story about doctors taking the wrong organ out of a piano.
What?
So George Piano.
You're an idiot.
What? It's his name. It's not my clickbait. Someone got me on it. It's interesting. They like went to take this guy's like appendix out, and they like took a part of his like colon out instead.
Well, they don't know what the appendix is?
It's like pretty close, you know? I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm not the doctor, so I don't know.
It's hard to take an organ out of a piano. Fuck you. You don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And then the messed up part, like the most interesting part, honestly, of the story was that it's like Ink Master Redemption or some shit where the surgeon's like, come on, man, give me another chance.
Oh,
he went back in to the same hospital.
Dave Navarro's there like, you should
give doctor another chance. And so
it's up to you.
Yeah, we have another doctor here that'll work right with doctor. So yeah, this guy went in and got and like they fixed it, I guess, his leaky gut. Like, dude, that's crazy, man. That's just why I just don't go to the hospital. I'd rather die of like the first thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then whatever the other thing I'm gonna die
instead of
an
oops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought somebody got me on that taking an organ out of the piano.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. It's like the journalists aren't very clever at all, but the people that like do the congregations of all the news sites,
yeah,
they're pretty funny. Like the people that go on there.
I mean, I've been to the dentist where they've been like, "Oh shit," and I'm like, "Oh shit, what?" You know, like mouth like fully open, like what do you mean?
Yeah, you never want to hear like a doctor or someone cutting your hair say that.
Right. You ever have a doctor fart? I haven't, but I just wonder what that would mean. You know, like, is he just deep in thought, you know? Sorry. Just curious.
So I feel like we talked about this guy before. Do you guys remember there was a man in England, and every couple months there would be a news story about a guy in, like, a full gimp suit walking around and just being weird and weirding people out?
Is that, like, the gimp suit? Is that, like, the S&M thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah, he was, like, in a full black suit. Like, even his face was covered with, like, a full leather mask or whatever. And shit.
No, I don't. I know what that is. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, yeah. For months, maybe even a couple of years, this was happening, and they finally caught the guy. And
I mean, he couldn't run very far.
He's been sentenced to five years of not being a gimp.
What?
Whoa, no way.
They gave him extra legs.
Like, wow, it's like probation.
Yeah, like has to be on like the sex offender registry, and he's not allowed to own like a full. He's not allowed to go in public in a full face mask, or own a full face mask.
What?
Or own a full one piece bodysuit. Or he's not allowed to crawl, wiggle, or wriggle, or writhe on the ground in public.
Oh, wow. Where is this at?
For 5 years.
Where is this?
In England.
See,
somewhere.
Like, when you have, like, language like that, right, in the law, you know, we wouldn't write that, I don't think, anymore. We'd been like, okay, that's a little excessive.
Yeah.
That's hysterical, man.
Well, and I think it's funny that it's only for 5 years. So in like 5 years and a day, he can go out
Here's
and
your
wriggle
mask
around
back,
all
Kip.
He wants and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Oh, shit.
Oh, dude.
It's like getting
so
your shoes
funny.
Coming out of you, or, you know, getting your clothes back or whatever.
Oh, that's so dumb.
How Stewart got his wriggle back. Or whatever his name is. Joshua.
Joshua
got his wriggle back.
The other guy was Stewart, bro.
Joshua Hunt, 32.
All right. So I have like kind of a funny story about something that sounds similar to me. At least it's somebody dressing up for no reason and just trying to irritate people and it backfiring on them.
Okay.
Man. So it was a young girl that called 911 because it's like she thinks that they're getting the house broken into.
Okay.
But it's like by a clown.
Oh no.
And I think like by listening to the video and I think there was like a 911 call, you could hear him calling back, the parents calling back like, oh, we tried to scare her.
No way.
Sorry, we didn't know. Yeah, it's like they paid the neighbor or some shit to dress up like a clown and like mess with them. And
they like try to break in the house.
Yeah, but like I think because the parent didn't control the situation enough to let the kid know, like they blame the parent for the kid's misuse of 911, basically.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So, so the parent got like sentenced to some kind of fine and like a little time served, I think, or some community service or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, you asshole.
Good.
$500.
Yeah, seriously, man. I'm sorry, man. Like, what kind of, like, some people don't live that life, dude. Not everybody just gets to waste their whole freaking day on just messing with their daughter, you know? Sure. Like, they have homework to do. They got dinner to make, asshole. They got work to go to. This guy's just sitting here freaking wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of his daughter.
It's kind of fun, though.
He probably paid the neighbor, too.
I want to give my daughter's future therapist an interesting story to hear.
Well, yeah.
That's true. She already goes.
Like, what the fuck? You're just traumatizing your kid.
That's a good point, though. It was probably one of those things. He's like, oh, you waste my money, go to therapy. I'll give you a reason to go to therapy. He's one of those psychos. What am I thinking?
I'll give you something to therapy about.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's so mental. That's probably true.
Yeah, you should do it again. Because like she wouldn't think it was her dad again, right?
I guess maybe he's just like mad that she's mad at, or like afraid of clowns.
Yeah,
I think I know why she's afraid of clowns.
You know, like one of those old school things where they make you smoke the whole pack.
You like smoking cigarettes?
You look
pretty
scared of clowns.
I'm just afraid of clowns. I'm sorry. You afraid of clowns now? Yes. I'm just really scared now. I'm so scared. Call 911. I hate you. Take me to therapy.
I've got kind of a fun story here.
Okay.
It's I think it's the first annual Florida Man Games.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no, let me tell you, they've been doing those for a long time. Maybe these are the first official ones.
Yeah. It's a competition this
it's
time.
It's not a true Florida Man game. You cannot organize more than one Florida Man at a time.
Then it's not Florida Man anymore.
Right.
It's like organized crime isn't like street crime kind of thing.
Yeah.
I get it.
As far as right now, they have over 200 people like signing up for the competition here.
Yeah.
And it's going to include events called Catalytic Converter, Two Bikes, and a Handful of Copper Pipes.
Okay.
Which is one of them. So you got to.
Wait a minute. Tell me Catalytic Converter is not taking catalytic converters off of people's cars.
No, but you got to carry it.
Okay.
With two bikes and a handful of copper pipes.
Oh, that's the one. That's one thing.
Yeah.
And it's like a race.
That's one game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're Yeah, you're riding the bike with the copper pipes, like imitating your stealing.
But you you're carrying converters.
Can't you just call it the Hickathlon and get it over with?
You have a second bike, though, right? It's not just one bike. Yeah, you have two bikes.
What is this, like German Florida people trying to name this fucking event that's going on here? Maybe just like a little clever, please.
And then they have the evading arrest obstacle course.
Okay.
Which the...
So stupid.
I guess the county sheriff's even like in on this.
Do they give you like a full beer at the beginning of the obstacle? Yeah, they should. Like, get through with as much beer in the can still.
Tosh should host this, you know? Yeah. Everybody has to be on salvia, break coconuts open with their head and shit.
Yeah, there's weaponized pool noodle mud duels.
All right. This is like tough mudder, but like tough, like deadbeat dad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This sounds terrible. I'm really raw today. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah. There's a category 5 cash grab, which I assume is like in a hurricane. Yeah.
It's like one of those,
the wind tunnel thing?
Yeah. Chamber things you stand in with the money blowing around, probably.
So if you haven't seen like that video on the old shorts, all you got to do is just stand there and kind of cradle it. You just let it build up on you.
Yeah.
And you don't move around.
Yeah.
That's the G move. I watch Facebook videos. That's how I find that out. I feel like my brother trying to teach me how to win a fucking, like, eat a full pizza contest for $50 right now. If you guys ever want to win that once in a lifetime contest, you just gotta sit there. Don't move. Great advice, Joe.
See, I don't know. I assume people have to have a beer belly if they're gonna compete in this, because there's also the beer belly Florida sumo. Like competition.
No, they give you a suit, dude.
Well, yeah.
Dummy.
I thought you were going to say beer belly flop contest.
Yeah, that should
beer
be.
Beer belly flop?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Or you could just be dressed like a inflatable beer mug and then jump in the pool.
Yeah.
That's a beer belly flop.
Yeah.
All right. This is really dumb.
Like that Bud Light guy that got arrested or whatever. They put him in those Bud Light suits or something.
So you said hundreds of people are already signed up for this?
Yeah, a couple hundred at least. Yeah.
I've got thousands of people that are signed up for something that sounds equally stupid.
Yeah.
What's that?
Elon Musk is finally doing his, or getting to be his clinical trials of the old brain chip thing.
Ooh.
Neuralink or whatever. Which, you know, like, I felt like you had to be a complete idiot to even think about that. I never really considered that you had to be, like, really in serious trouble.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm super insensitive because I'm an idiot. But yeah, if, like, you just, like, don't have control of, like, some of your limbs or any motor function, I would imagine, or just not being able to talk or something that you used to be able to do that you should be able to do that's fairly simple as far as, you know, our capabilities are concerned as human beings.
Yeah.
I think I might. I don't know, man. That's, like, one of those weird things. Like, I'm old school, dude. Do you put your faith in God and just let it go? Or do you go, no, fuck that. I want to like do what I could do before. Yeah, it's a struggle, man. I don't know. So anyway.
Was it mostly like paraplegic? Is it like anything like autistic kids or anything?
I don't know how like advanced it is yet, but all I know is that they're going to have like 22,000 people, they say. By 2030.
Oh, but and how many signed up right now? Did you say over
just
a thousand?
Thousands.
Yeah,
so,
thousands.
And I'm sure it changes by the day, but
that's just Musk saying stuff, though. He always promises the future, but when
it's actually Musk's biographer that says things now. You know, he doesn't even talk anymore.
But you know what I mean? Like he's always like, "Oh, I'm going to do this," and then like you stop hearing about that, and he moves on to something else. And
dude, he's got his hands in everything, including your skull. But yeah, you'll have like a little piece of your skull removed, and then like a bunch of wires and diodes put in, and then like a little computer like the size of a quarter. So, I mean, that'd be kind of cool. I mean, if you, it's so much better than being in a hospital bed and not being
absolutely.
Able to do shit like this. I always thought it was just like the stupidest shit ever. Like, I don't want to play Pong with my brain, bro. Sorry. You know what I mean? I'm not like thinking of actual practical applications of this shit.
Well, like how he had the monkeys doing that or
that's
whatever.
What I'm saying, man. And I just really wasn't thinking. He was just probably just, you know, like, check, check, 1, 2. Okay, let's see what he's going
to
do.
Then he's going to end up adding a monthly fee. To be like, I want to make sure you're not a bot, so you have to pay me money every month for your brain to work.
You know, it's funny you said that because at the very end, I did read something about him being able to, like, you could send a tweet by using your thoughts. And I'm like, see, you motherfucker, you don't care about my broken legs. You just want, like, to like fix a couple broken legs and act like Mr. Beast, and then like boof, gotcha.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg, our ass. People are mad at Mr. Beast right now. I guess he put like 100 wells in Africa.
How dare he?
Yeah, like they're mad that he's capitalizing on like I don't understand like where they've been, but like isn't like every single billionaire in the world, like look at Bill Gates. Are you going to tell me that he doesn't capitalize on that shit? He goes out and like gives like, I'm so awesome for giving Africa things. Without me, they'd have nothing. That's basically what they're mad at this guy for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not mad at Bill Gates. Maybe they are. I don't know. Like, that's just what you do. Like, they'd be more fucking mad at him if he didn't give any of the money away.
Doesn't give anything.
You fucking asshole. You didn't even build any wells in Africa. It's like, oh my God. Like, what is wrong with you, dude? I can't even, like, I don't know. So, I don't even understand that. What's his name? Jimmy Donaldson. I don't understand how he got his money at all. And even if you read me the story again, it would sound like bullshit, but I don't really hate him like for wanting to do cool things.
Yeah,
like I don't know, maybe there's more to it, and I'm actually insensitive more than I know, but I'm pretty sure I know that that's a good thing.
He brought
water to places where they didn't have water. I think that's cool. Yeah. I don't know. It's like Superman, right? And you didn't have to like freeze a fucking lake and like fly it over there. Whatever.
That would have been cool, though.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I'm going to watch the video if you froze a lake and flew it over.
You could just, man, we need to get really good at AI over here. Tell you what, because watching his face on that fucking clip would be pretty funny. Him dropping it on Africa.
So Heinz is launching pickle ketchup.
What do you mean? They're throwing it? They didn't have pickle ketchup before?
Relish?
No, it's ketchup that tastes like pickles.
But
that's relish.
What? No, the relish is pickles, right?
Wait a minute, though. The only thing that added spice, like dill. It's dill ketchup.
It's pickle ketchup.
But that's pickle is like vinegar and spices, and that's all fucking ketchup is anyway. It's supposed to be. I guess.
Yeah,
like tomatoes and pickles and pickles.
No, they probably just put pickle juice in it.
But pickle juice is vinegar.
But it tastes like pickles.
See, because of the spices.
I'd be like cucumber.
I'd be more cool with like just relish and ketchup mixed in a damn thing, like the peanut butter and jelly. Right?
Like I don't know why I like
one
that
scoop
so much.
Thing.
I right? wouldn't like that because my problem with relish is like the texture, like the little. They're like slimy cubes. That's gross. I don't want that in the ketchup.
You want it ground all the way, so it's way more homogenous.
Yeah. So I can't. Yeah, so I can't differentiate. Like, I still don't want pickle ketchup, but I would like pickle ketchup a lot more than I would like relish ketchup.
I was at the Goose Island Brewery in Chicago, and they had a beer-flavored beer.
Yeah.
That's what it was called.
I wanted some.
It's called beer-flavored beer. Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
This is relish. It's basically pickle-flavored ketchup. That's what you call it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around where I'm at.
That's exactly what it is.
I don't want this to turn into an Idiocracy where I'm really confused one day.
What kind of ketchup would you like? Just a regular.
And I'm like, they're like, do you want pickle ketchup? And I'm just like, is this Texas? Would you like, I want an orange Coke. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Well, but you can get that sometimes now. If you go to like one of those restaurants that has the cool Coke machine where you like pick your base pop and then all the different mix-in flavors, you can get orange Coke.
Yeah. You can go to hell.
Yeah. You can.
You're right. I mean, I get it. I love those machines, actually. That got me to start drinking the old soda pop for a little while.
All places should have those machines.
It was like the Five Guys and Fries or whatever the hell it was that had it that I ever saw it. I was like, this is really cool.
Coca-Cola should come out with a home version of that machine that I can order like subscription refills.
What about prescription refills? You can get the cocaine. All sorts of shit. Yeah. Now you can get your Adderall. There's going to be plenty of it.
Yeah.
This is a great idea.
In other real food news, though, DiGiorno has come out with the Thanksgiving pizza.
What's a Thanksgiving pizza? It has cranberry and turkey?
Yeah, exactly. It has gravy as the sauce.
Whoa, cool.
And then it has turkey and cranberry and sweet potatoes.
Is that an olive?
Green bean casserole.
That looks like an olive.
No, those are those onions, I think.
No way. Oh, okay. That might be like
a little crunchy onion thing.
Yeah, like that goes on the top of the green bean casserole.
Yeah.
I don't hate this at all.
No, me either. I wanted to really.
There better not be.
I like the idea of it. I'm not a fan of all the toppings.
I don't like the green beans on there.
I just want mashed potatoes. I want stuffing. Like, yeah, the stuffing?
It's the bread.
No.
Yeah. Ooh, if you could make a crust, right? That would go over the other crust just a little bit, like a two crust. Okay, now I'm getting, I'm down with this. Or, oh, stuffing crust, fucking crust, Peter. That's what you could do. You fold the edge over, right, with stuffing underneath of it that's already made. Amazing. Well,
see, I feel like cold the stuffing would fall apart, like, if you tried making it into the crust. What I would do, I would put, like, a crescent roll crust and then, like, stuffing and then the gravy sauce.
Oh, like, instead of cheese inside of the crust, like where they do at Pizza Hut, you just put stuffing in there.
You want a stuffing ring?
That's what I said, a stuffing crust stuff. Stuffing
I thought you were saying crust. Turn the stuffing into the crust.
No, I did that first, and I said, wait a minute.
Stuffing stuffed crust.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That'd be awesome, because you could make the stuffing, put it cold, do that,
yeah,
do it all up. I like gravy.
Yeah.
I'm hungry, yeah, I think.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite holiday that I have to, like, participate in.
Gravy?
Yeah, gravy.
Is that in stores already?
What, I think you have to order it online.
Now. Oh, the pizza? Online. Yeah, of course.
And then finally in food news, Baskin-Robbins has come out with a Thanksgiving-themed ice cream. It's called, like, cranberry. Side Fixins or something.
Okay, all right.
Well, yeah, it's got cranberry sauce. I think it has sweet potatoes, too, and sweet cornbread.
I don't hate this.
Okay.
So, like, a cornbread cone. Cranberry ice cream. No,
cornbread in the ice cream.
Oh, what? See, a cornbread cone, cranberry in the ice cream with whatever the sauce you just said on top, or vice versa.
That sounds better, but yeah, I don't want pieces of cornbread in my ice cream.
Oh, I don't know. That might not be terrible, dude. It's
probably not that bad.
No, it might not be terrible. Yeah. It'd be like instead of like chocolate chips, you would have like hardened cornbread.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't.
I say we order these things and try them.
I can't try ice cream, but that's okay. I'd look at you guys doing them.
I'd try a bite.
I would try a bite, I guess. You know? I could do a bite.
Yeah, I mean, I would try it, but I don't think I would like it. And Baskin-Robbins is also bringing back, which I didn't know this existed, they have a turkey cake.
What?
It's like an ice cream cake, I believe, that looks like a turkey.
Are you going to play that?
It's
play
awesome. That. I want it.
It's like that, is it cake show, but it's like, is it ice cream? But it is a cake. Hold on, it's cake.
I think it's an ice cream cake.
Oh, is it ice cream cake? I mean, it totally doesn't look like turkey, but it looks like in the shape of turkey. It looks pretty good. It looks weird. It looks like jelly. Oh, it's covered in caramel. Caramel.
Caramel praline.
I like tried to pronounce it like neutrally, and I just screwed it up.
She's showing you how to carve it, dude.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. There's a piece.
I wonder if the leg has a cone in it.
Oh,
that's what it kind of looked like. That's kind of cool, man. So it's like a cone that shaped the turkey. That's interesting. I miss ice cream.
12 to 16 people. That just serves me in two sittings.
What does that tell you? You're like, that I want more ice cream.
Well, the companies have been telling me for years that I am a family. They're like, this is family sized. I'm like, no, it's not. If it fits in one bowl, it's one serving.
Oh, my God.
A box of macaroni and cheese is one serving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
They try telling me it's like four or something. No.
That's wrong.
I think you're not supposed to just eat just mac and cheese for the meal is the point, though.
Well, they're wrong.
You have to order that online, too.
I don't know. That one you might be able to go in the store and order. I don't know if you can just pick one up.
Yeah.
But you can pick like what kind of ice cream you... I wonder if you can get that Thanksgiving ice cream in there.
You should be able to, right? I want the...
That should be the default flavor. Yeah. What the fuck?
That's hilarious. It should
not
be.
Not vanilla.
That's how you should sell it, because then the only way you get it is if you get the turkey. You know?
Yeah. Right.
And that's how you sell more of all of it.
Come on. I want that shit with the cornbread in it.
Stuffing ice cream inside of it instead.
Just in one little part of it, though.
I mean, doesn't stuffing get stuffed in everything, and that's why they call it that?
Gets stuffed in the bird.
Well, yeah, a lot of people call it dressing because they don't put it in the bird, but I think the stuffing inside the turkey is the best stuffing. Yeah. That is my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I hate people that call it dressing. I'm sorry. I don't like you. So I just got a quick study here for you folks. This is directly from CNN. Okay. More people use weed than tobacco in the United States, poll reveals for 2022.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah. You know what I want to know, though? Do, like, if you vape, does that count as tobacco use?
Oh.
No. You know what I'm saying? Because, no, like,
that's not what it says.
If you include that, I wonder what the numbers would
be. I think it's just specifically both of the leaf and flowers.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. The physical. Gotcha.
Okay.
I think so. But then again, like, literally, the freaking thing just had like a 4 sentences. It was like, there you go. That's your study.
Yeah. Because I wonder like what the questions were that they asked the people. Like, do you use tobacco? No. Do you use marijuana? Yes. Like,
done.
But
have a good day.
But yeah, like, bye. What if they
right?
They like don't use tobacco, but they vape, and you know. Like,
I see what you're saying. So they just worded it wrong.
Maybe, I don't know.
Sounds like it. I don't doubt that they did that.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, I feel
a
like
4 sentence freaking. Yeah. It was like, that's done.
Instead of tobacco, it should be nicotine.
Right. Do you use THC or nicotine?
Right. Yeah. Those should be the questions. Yeah.
Right. You know, I don't know. I get it. But I think maybe if you're going to prove a point, at least let us know what point you're proving.
Right.
That's all. I think that's the biggest problem with this. I mean, nobody reads anymore anyway. I don't read.
Yeah.
I think 85% of all Americans have a book in their house, which is wild. You'd think it'd be 100. At least one book, right?
Yeah. At least like, I don't read, but I own a couple books.
Yeah.
Right. I don't read anything. I mean, I have, like, does it, like, count? Like, anything count? Like, you know, you bought a phone. It comes with a book. Calculator's got a book inside of it.
Yeah.
Fine book. But,
yeah. I mean, I study with books.
Yeah. I have a book, dude. Everybody has a book.
All right. How do you get your, like, coffee table level?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you stand on? Yeah.
So, I mean, everyone's, you know, probably got a book, but pretty much everyone has a phone, too.
Even right? The Amish, we learned.
Yeah. No kidding.
Oops.
And, I mean, everyone's always trying to get likes, doing stupid stuff. And this lady starts filming herself with a selfie stick as a tsunami is coming in.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. And she's all smiling. Hey!
What? Oh, she's crazy. No way. No way.
Oh, yeah. And she's like stuck holding on to it and getting wrecked.
Oh, dude. She almost got her neck broken off. Holy shit.
Someone else grabs a camera.
What the hell? People are so stupid.
I just don't get it, man.
Wow.
I don't understand why people need to like get internet likes
like, that badly.
Yeah, that bad.
Why? Like, I mean, but you know, how much did she make a lot of?
I mean, she's got like 78,000 likes on it or something.
That's not enough. Yeah. You need 78 million.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like I'd set up my GoPro somewhere where it would get a cool shot, and then I would leave and come back for that camera later. You know, like I wouldn't stand there with it.
Yeah. Wow.
It wasn't like horrible necessarily. It looked like there were some people like that had their footing in it, but still, you just don't know how bad it's going to get, I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what part of the tsunami was it? You know?
And I feel like a tsunami is much like a hurricane.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's not that it's moving that fast. It's what it's moving that fast. Like, there could be shit in the water, like debris and stuff that it's pushing along with you. And, you know, like, and you're going to get hit by, like, that's going to fuck you up.
Well, is that, like, after it passed and the waters are still rough? You know, and she's just being an idiot. That's why I hate the internet, because that asshole that tweeted that shit probably got more attention than she did. You know, it's like, whoa, you guys are crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, are you really though? Because there was like kids playing out there too. Did you notice?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's like this other story where this guy was like punching people in the back of the head.
What?
For TikTok likes.
Dude, what is wrong with people, man?
And people saw the videos and they put him on one of those like neighborhood groups, you know?
Yeah, figured out who he was.
Yeah. And now he's like, oh man, I'm sorry. And
oh, I bet you are.
He's like, people, you know, make mistakes. That was like his thing. He just said, oh, people make mistakes. I made a mistake.
I accidentally punched 30 people in the back of the head for like.
No. Mistakenly.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, not accidentally.
Yeah, he didn't say people make accidents, dude.
And then there was like another part.
You just had made a mistake. Sorry.
Like he later goes on to say that like, oh, people only saw the bad part. They didn't see where I shook the person's hand and gave him a hug. And I'm like, that.
What? That doesn't make up for it.
Like, does he have like another YouTube channel for that? Guy hugs people.
Yeah. After punching. Yeah, after sucker punching.
Same guy. I wear many hats, Your Honor.
Yeah. Good Samaritan, you know?
Well, that's YouTube. It's just Good Samaritan.
Yeah. I think he's ready to take his responsibility for it, though.
How old is he? Like, roughly?
19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's an adult.
I guess.
Yeah.
You can call him that.
Enough, yeah.
Why, really, though? I think that's like that deserves a closer look, like by like maximum security.
Well, it's like you know, just a challenge. I mean, it was like an old challenge too back.
You punching old people? Oh
no, like trying to knock people out in the street or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, it was called the knockout game.
Really?
Yeah. Someone did it to Rick Moranis.
Really?
Yeah.
They knocked out Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
I got punched by the kids.
Uh huh.
What the hell?
No way. That's stupid. Dude, Rick Moranis is awesome.
Oh my God.
He's a little fucking no like a little way. Canadian guy.
I don't think they knew who he was. It was just in New York. He was just walking down the street and happened to be one of the victims.
Yeah, how many people know what that is? You know, if you're that sort of chap that runs around punching people.
Right, you're probably not
how
like
cultured are thou?
Huge Rick Moranis.
The thou.
I'm still laughing at the, honey, I got punched by the kids. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm just upset, though. He was awesome.
Yeah.
God, he got punched out, huh? That's sad. I mean, like, you know, I understand the dumbass messing with Tyson because Tyson can fight. And that's still messed up because you're, like, basically just, like, fucking with people that have mental illness at this point. Because, dude, you could, like, you start talking about, like, sad things in front of Tyson. Like, you could just, like, read a book about dead pigeons and he'd fucking cry.
Yeah.
He would. He'd fucking be so upset. And then you could be like, Mike, do you want to go, like, punch people? He's like, fuck yeah, I do. You just talked about dead pigeons for, like, 2 minutes. Let's go fucking kill people.
I would love to see a video of someone, like, fucking with Rick Moranis on a plane and him just turning around and beating the shit out of him like Mike Tyson.
Or just, like, takes out the shrink ray on his dick or something. Now what, asshole? I was beloved.
I'm sucker Wayne Szalinski, bitch.
Is that it? Yeah. Oh, man. It's super sad. Yeah, like at least that guy knew who Mike Tyson was, though. I wonder if he really did know who that guy was. I wonder if he felt bad after he figured it out. It was like, oh, wow. And he probably didn't. He was probably, you guys are just punched out fucking Rick Moranis.
I just knocked out Lewis Tully from Ghostbusters.
Wow.
So this is a quick story. Scientists have discovered a new butterfly in the Andes Mountains.
All right.
That's kind of cool.
Their name translates to stained by fire.
But that's just like a monarch butterfly, kind of, right? It's like really similar.
More red.
But I mean, like, it's like largely the same thing. Like, if you told like an AI like a couple years ago to make a butterfly, it'd probably make that.
It has like cartoon outlines.
Yeah.
It's like cell shaded?
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
Right on.
I just thought the name was cool. It sounded like a metal album, Stained by Fire.
Yeah.
That's true. It sounds like a freaking like a show on like TNT or something where you're just like, we're making stained glass today.
Yeah.
Welcome to
Stained
by Fire.
It's a spin-off of Forged by Fire.
Now, Christy, show us your butterfly. Sorry.
So this story is pretty short, too, but it's a little weird. There's a lady that thought she got caught in the Matrix or something. Because she had a picture of her in a dress, but the reflections in the mirror have different poses.
Yeah.
Like, she's got her hands down in one reflection of a mirror, her hands together in another, and then in her normal pose, she's got one arm down and one arm up.
Yeah.
So it just looks all, like, crazy, like surreal.
And it's funny because it happened because of what I was talking to Joe about before the show.
Yep. Exactly. So she went to the Apple store
because
it was taken with an iPhone.
Yeah, it's a rolling shutter.
Yes.
Okay, what does that mean?
The way that, like, digital cameras work is they, like, read a picture, like, pixel by pixel, like, left to right, top to bottom, usually.
Okay.
So if your camera is oriented the right way and, like, you move fast while the picture is being taken, like, this one goes, let's see, which way does this go? Does it go from left to right or from top to bottom? It probably goes from left to right because she had her hands down and she moved them up to, like, pose for the picture. But when it was snapped, it goes from left to right. So the picture on the left is her with her hands down. The picture in the middle is her. She has, like, one arm up and the other one's about to move up. And then the one on the right, she has both her arms up.
It can literally go that fast.
Yeah.
And, like, mess with the picture that much.
Well, this one, like, iPhones also take, like, multiple pictures. It's not
I was going to say it has to be interpolated.
It's not like a live video type thing, but they take, like, multiple photos and stitch them together in that way too
to make a high
it's AI
resolution
that's interpolated.
Well,
obviously
a little bit, but
it has to be.
It's like multiple exposure thing to get things a lot clearer.
But then it runs it through. There's been like a shit ton of like thing stitching softwares in the past, but you used to actually have to give it all this. But it does that on the phone now.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. There's tons of examples of this, especially with mirrors where it'll be like a kid is like looking straight on, but in the reflection next to him in the picture, his face is turned like looking into the mirror or whatever. And it's just because of how cameras work.
It took three wise men to figure it out though, or genius. Or whatever they're called at Apple bar.
I feel like that could be like a cool album cover, you know, like doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then people wouldn't understand and they would think you just took three pictures and stitched them together to make that album cover.
Yeah, I know.
Guess so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I think she did. I don't care what you say.
Right. You could do the same thing with a tripod real easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Another seemingly fake yet being applied technology. This is really funny to me because Justin invented this like in his head years ago. He's like, I don't understand why Google like can't just take over like the traffic lights. But I guess they've done this in certain cities in like starting in 2021.
Yeah.
They've seen success in Hamburg and Seattle. I had no idea they did it over here. Everywhere else is like all over the place, man. Like Budapest, Rio de Janeiro, like they're going to be doing some soon. Jakarta, Manchester. But they're going to use, like, you know, AI shit to more seriously route this traffic, and then you're going to get better gas mileage, less emissions, yada, yada, yada. And
right. I think that's awesome. That there's no cars around and you're going, like, let it keep going.
For sure.
Yeah. Why stop if there's no other cars or people?
How stupid is that?
That was my whole idea with it, you know, when I was like, oh, man, they should connect Google Maps to traffic lights.
Yeah.
And
the only problem I see with this at all is, like, I don't have those memories of me being like, no, fuck it, I'm just going. I don't care. I'm just going right through that light. Fuck you. So now I can't do that.
Yeah.
Now I can't just.
I mean, you could, because there still will be times where it's going to be a red light and because there's other cars around. And
Well, I wasn't going
through
it.
More dangerous.
Yeah. I was going through it because I was like, no, I'm smarter than that. And I'm not going to. No.
Yeah.
No. But now I'm not going to be able to do that.
The morality question, like you're out in the middle of the desert and there's a red light or something.
Yeah, it says a lot about you as a person. Yeah. Are you going to stop? Yeah. I'm not.
No.
I'm going to like scream like as I'm going, like, woo!
I'll stop to look, make sure no one else is around. Or,
well, I'm not stopping if no one's there. If it's dark and there's no lights and you don't have your lights on, you're getting hit, dude. Yeah. If you go through that, if you go through it too, you're getting hit. Just saying. But maybe not, you know. We'll see how good the cars get.
Yeah.
See how Google fixes things. oh my God. You know, I'm just wondering, you know, like, oh, your car didn't get the update, dude. Oh shit, dude. Crashed.
Oops.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My brakes had the wrong drivers. It's like your car has the wrong driver. Give me back control. I hate this.
So you guys know the kids group, the Wiggles?
Yeah, I think I actually do know who that is. They're like really creepy looking, but what kids group isn't?
Right. So they're upset with Australia right now, which is their home country, I believe.
Uh-oh.
There's a city there that has been playing their song Hot Potato on loop in certain areas of the city to keep homeless people away from it.
What is it, like repel homeless people?
Well, it's like people have been doing this for years. Like they'll play undesirable music so that people don't loiter in the area.
I thought it was like one of those like Janet Jackson things where it like erases your hard drive.
No.
It's just like some frequency in the song that like once you like you're down on your dumps, you just can't stand that anymore.
Yeah. No, it's like when we play bad music to get people out of a standoff or to torture prisoners or something.
Have they tried the Proclaimers?
I don't know. The Wiggles seems to work, but the Wiggles aren't very happy about it.
Oh, they're like, oh, what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, they're like, right? What the fuck? Like, our music is supposed to make children happy, not torture unfortunate adults who are in these situations.
Yeah, can you, like, play some Skinny Puppy?
Right. Yeah, because that's what they've done before. Skinny Puppy and Metallica, I know, are, like, two that have been used before to stop, like, standoffs and stuff.
What? It's a good bunch of homeless long hairs.
Yeah, but see, like they'd have to use like the Wiggles on me because I'm like I have Skinny Puppy. Yeah, I know. I'd be like, on my phone right now. Like,
what's that? Flush in the toilet. He's a cat.
Yeah, like Harry Grip.
Yeah, that'd be really funny.
Yeah,
or like Space
in the corn and shit.
This is the song that doesn't end.
Yeah,
or just Barney's theme song over and over again. You name it.
Want to go hang out under the viaduct? They're playing Metallica right now.
Right.
Yeah. Like, what the heck? Yeah, right. It's just like, now you just have opium dens under the viaduct. Look what you've done.
So it's that time of year again where the most useless article is written, and we're going to report on it. It's the Goop shopping list.
Oh,
God. Oh, no.
Yeah. All right, that's the what's-her-face's...
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, most well-known for the vagina-scented candle. Yeah.
How did someone, like, just, like, very attractive just lose that so easily just by doing something?
Yeah.
Honestly, just, girls, not gonna lie, like, girls say this about guys all the time. You know, she's just so unattractive because she's this. No, she's not.
Personality.
She's really hot still. She's not anymore. I don't know how she did that. Like, it takes a lot for me.
Yeah.
Oh God. All right. Sorry. Proceed.
Especially with the name. Like, it was the name too that like added to it.
Yeah.
Goop? You call it Goop?
Oh, I thought you meant Gwyneth Paltrow. I was like, yeah, she was even hotter. Now it's just like you can. Oh, eh. Anyway.
Yeah.
So she's saying you should buy a 6.8-inch 24-karat dildo. Or G-spot vibrator.
Yeah, how dare you?
$15,000.
Yeah, that's cool. Got that. Stocking stuffer.
That's for when you got that go fuck yourself money.
Oh, wow.
Louis Vuitton baby wardrobe trunk. Guess how much that costs?
$20,000.
$73,000.
Holy shit.
How many babies can you fit in this?
I don't know.
Oh, it's the wardrobe. Sorry.
There's 9 escargot picks in a translucent glass snail holder.
NFT?
Oh, wow.
No, it's real. Like a real thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, $567.
Is it vagina scented?
I don't know.
It's snail. It holds the snail. It doesn't smell like one.
For some reason, she has a 32-inch diameter gong with a 40-inch... tall stand for $2,000.
Sex time.
I feel like you could just go to any music store and get one for way cheaper.
Like, what the?
Yeah, what the hell? What
like, how many Rush cover bands have fucking gongs they did not pay $2,000 for or whatever?
32-inch like, gong?
No, yeah. It's a sexy one.
I mean, maybe $1,000 tops, right?
I don't know.
For a nice one, maybe. 32 inches is kind of big. but it's not huge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the nicest one in the world I could think of. And I'm just like upbidding at the most, you know?
Yeah. But this one's sexy, dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or is that just like when you suck and you're done? Like, she's like, no, that was terrible.
Yeah, it's like the Gong Show.
Yeah.
Does it exactly. Does it smell like vagina?
And then there's a pair of Chanel roller skates for $5,125.
This is like what I don't understand. Like, as a skater, you know, I love skating, like, of all kind. Those things wear out, man.
Yeah.
So either you're just getting them just to do nothing with them. You're not clearly going to work at Sonic. What are you buying those for?
Yeah, you're not going to the roller derby in them.
No.
I mean,
you
know, if you're
maybe
like,
you are. Maybe you are. You bought them that one night. You're going to the fucking roller derby. You were the coolest person at all that whole night in those Chanel roller skates.
I mean, there is like Instagram shit for that. I'm sure people are famous for just roller skating.
Or just dressing up like they're roller skating. It's like Lil Wayne and his skateboard.
And they got that influencer money or some shit. You know, they ain't nothing to them, probably.
Dude, whatever, dude. They might have like debt from their influencer degree. You don't know. Shit's hard nowadays.
Wow.
All right, everybody. It's time for me to share with you the stupidest world records I could ever find in my whole life, at least a new one. So we've got 465 couples that shared spaghetti strands for the romantic world record attempt. Let's see how that goes. It looks really funny, man. It's just like a bunch of lady and the tramp just going back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay, that's about the end.
It's so silly. And then we have a Chinese company that cooks up the world record serving of smelly noodles. I don't know why they call it smelly noodles, but it just looks like a giant ramen.
Yeah. I wonder if that's the company's name.
Maybe. Rice noodles, so that's pretty cool. And then we have the Iranian man stacking 4 watermelons to break the world record. I feel like that's not a lot, but I guess that when you look at it, like, that's probably difficult. It doesn't look easy, but...
Why can't you just get those square watermelons? I can do 10 of those.
10 squattermelons. And then we have a 13-year-old from Frankfurt, Germany, who broke the record for the fastest time to burst 20 balloons with backwards somersaults on a trampoline. Like, how many records are there? This is just absolutely ridiculous.
Was there a record for that before?
Yeah, he broke it. He broke the record. He didn't set it. Broke it. I hate the world. So silly. And this one seemed like a clickbait. Like, I wasn't supposed to watch this, like, here with you guys. It's Ontario man's 8-foot zucchini might be the longest in the world.
8 foot?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's pretty impressive. I mean, it might be impressive. And that's all the world records I have for you guys this week.
Wow. I don't know if you guys heard about this when it happened last week, but NASA had tweeted out, is visiting Jupiter on your bucket list?
Why does NASA have a Twitter anyway?
I don't know. Okay. Or an X or whatever.
Yeah. No, it's not on my bucket list. Like, paying my bills is on my bucket list. Yeah. Fuck you, NASA.
They said, is visiting Jupiter on your bucket list? Let's face facts. It's not going to happen.
Well, why'd you even ask?
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know, but a bunch of people on the internet got all super butthurt and were like, NASA, you're killing kids' dreams and blah, 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 blah. So NASA had to post like a retraction.
I mean, that people got mad because they told them, like, don't tell me what I can do.
Yeah. Their reply was, hey, folks, we goofed up. We want to be clear. We're always reaching for your stars, parentheses, and planets and moons. And we want what we do to inspire you to do the same. Never stop dreaming.
Wait, hold on. Isn't Jupiter like an icy gas planet?
It's like gas giant. I don't
you
know.
You can't actually go to Jupiter, you asshole. That's what they were saying, though.
I don't know what... Like, I know that it's a gas giant, but I don't know if that means you can't stand on the surface of it, or I don't know what that really means in, you know, in terms of stability. I can't imagine it's just a giant cloud you would go right through.
Well, it doesn't have, okay, so the idea of the first 4 planets is that they have like settled in and like congealed, if you will, because of the temperature.
Right.
And the reason that Jupiter is the way it is because of how far away from the sun it is. So it's like, no, there's no actual surface. It just looks like that.
You don't need to get on Twitter or X and like say anything about it.
The thing is that the reason they said that is because it's like, is the sun going to come up tomorrow? Yes, it is. And someone went, don't you piss my dream off of the sun not coming up tomorrow. I mean, like, why? Oh, dude, I'm so sorry. Like,
or maybe NASA just meant like, yeah, it's not going to happen on your bucket list because it's going to take us another 150 years before we can reach Jupiter. You know, Jupiter is like, wait, we haven't even made it to fucking Mars yet. And people are wanting go like to the next planet.
It's like telling people, hey, sorry, you're never going to go to the sun. Never going to happen. And then someone's like, but I want to kill myself on the sun. You killed my dream.
But then at that point, what's the point of even saying it? What's the point?
Because it was saying it in jest. They were just, someone's job has to be to fucking NASA Twitter guy, and he fucking hates himself, and he has to get on there and say something different every day.
Yeah.
And then somebody says, probably say something about Jupiter.
Three tweets a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's just like, all right, I ran out of Uranus puns after my first month.
Yes. I don't even want to do this job anymore. Just shoot me into the sun so I can kill myself.
And if there's anything stupid you see throughout your day, please send it to us. Email at talkstupidtome.com. You can also reach either Joe, Justin, or Peter at talkstupidtome.com. Share the show with your friends. Get on our YouTube. Take it easy, guys. Have a good one.